Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inka. I am your emperor. I'm the one that's here to serve you. I'm your advisor, the one you need, and I am your advocate, the one you want. So how is everyone doing this evening? I hope the family is doing well. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. We have been working with poetry in Louder Than a Bomb. Yesterday, we took the time out to do the Kwanzaa celebration. There was a Kwanzaa party here in my home, and boy, did we have a festivity time. We were able to combine a lecture on the traditional heritage of Christmas and incorporating that with Kwanzaa. We did not do as much as we wanted to do on the Kwanzaa. We're going to revisit that today. And we're also going to bring you into some new consciousness. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Sarah phrase, meaning to be raised up as a Sarah. as a Grand Master Son of Light. Some of you Sauras out there who are connected to certain sororities call yourself the Sara, being connected. And that term comes from Egypt. It means to be raised up as a Grand Master, a Son of Light. And it's not just exclusively directed towards the gender of the female. The Sara is also for the man. And the raising up means bringing you up in the consciousness and the understanding of the teachings of Egyptology, which dates far back as 19th century, even before Christianity, before Judeo, before Islam. It dates back that far. So the Africans that are raised up over in Kemet, they have to understand that it is a tradition to become a Grand Master, meaning having so many degrees of knowledge, of wisdom, and making a commitment to pass that information on to your people of consciousness. Now, we've talked about the celebration of Kwanzaa and lighting the three green candles, which represents the land. Now, we also want to talk about the red candles, the three red candles, which represents the blood that was shed for our people. And the black candle, the one black candle, represents the black people. And I want to get into a bit more of what we're talking about here. We're including a lecture on being raised up as a Sara. It does us no good to have all of these fancy festivities if we're not raising people up with knowledge and preparing them to be a royal priesthood. That's right. If you can remember that they indicated that Jesus was from the tribe of David, and if Jesus there was no seed that was presented to produce David, to produce Jesus, and if he was not the son, the seed of anyone, then really to think about it, he couldn't very well be the seed of David, because there was no seed involved when he was born. So therein lies the misnomer, and where somebody who patched up the story failed to realize that when you're using seeds and hormone, you are saying that it comes from the lineage of those people. So that is a whole nother story, but what I like to focus in on is being raised up as a Sara, a Grand Master. And I'd like to today do libation, because we have put it off for a while because of all these festivities and celebration. We are still talking about the celebration. We will not be doing the poetry tonight because of the lecture. However, our rooms will be open again before the end of this week. Next week, we will not be here. I repeat, we are going to be on sabbatical. So if you don't mind, why don't you stand with me as I pour libation and we pay homage to our ancestors and give them the proper homage that they desire. I like to pour libations to my mother spirit, and I kneel and say Watutu, Watutu, and asking that the homage of the ground be sacred and set aside, and I say libations to my mother spirit, Yamanja. I like to pour libations for my father spirit, and I say Ashe to Batala. I pour libations to Oromola, who is the African god. The proper name is Oladulamare, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. And I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do this in remembrance of your ancestors, and do this in remembrance of those heroes and sheroes. Tonight we talk about the Kemetic teaching of being raised up as a Sara and as a Grand Master of Light. those young men and women who have pledged the sororities and have gone on to become Greek must learn the original place of raising up. It was done 19 centuries ago in Egypt. And it is a customary thing for African Americans and Africans alike to be raised up in Egypt, meaning to be raised up with the Kemetic teaching. And as you are raised up as a royal priest, you are required to go out and to teach your people from that perspective, from a Kemetic perspective. African religion and customs are somewhat the same, even though they have many different tribes. Yoruba custom, Ifa, is almost identical to the Kemetic teaching. The names are just different, but the structure is the same. When one is raised up in Egypt, he is raised up to be a priest or a priestess, a royal priest or priestess. It is not as much to become Greek and get the title of a Greek sorority or fraternity, but you must go that next step and become a royal priest or priestess. Why do you say that, Omi? I say that only because then you become a master, which are 330 degrees of knowledge, understanding naturopathic medicine and how healing works, energy healing, understanding dietary laws, understanding universal things that pertain to human knowledge and the ability for one to get along and communicate. And to become a doctor in medicine is a great thing, and to also to become a historian in your history. It is the worst thing in the world not to know yourself and what you're capable of doing. So many of us are lost and having a clue of all the great things that we're capable of. So the first sign on the wall in Egypt is to know thyself. And to know yourself would mean getting to know a priest or a priestess and know your royal priesthood. So tonight we have set aside time not only for the teaching of Kwanzaa, but of understanding what it means to be a royal priest and to be raised up. The training can be a journey, a self-journey that you take yourself on by virtue of the lifestyle that you have got to conquer, or it could be an initiation that Abba Law takes you through. Nevertheless, it is a journey. How many of you know that you are royal priesthood material? We have taught on royal priesthood, but now I want to tell you that you can equate this to a soror, meaning that Egyptologists brought about the soror. It's not all Greek. It is an African philosophy, only Greek mistaken. There's been so many things that were originated by the Africans first, which they don't have the credit for. But it's time we start addressing things and talking about the requirement for all of us to become royal priests. And we were all ordained to be evangelists, and we should all be required to be a royal priest or priestess. It's a lifestyle, and it is a sacrifice. A priest's life is not their own. They share their time with the community. They are owned by the community because they have given their life to be committed to the issues and concerns of the community. You don't see that type of faithfulness nowadays in any organization, let alone be a Greek or a Christian theology or theologian. It's very important for us to pledge our allegiance to something that holds us committed under a set of code of conduct. And today's time, the standards need to be lifted up more so than ever before. A standard must be lifted up. And he said, if you lift up a standard, he will draw all men unto him. And right now, there are no standards being lifted up. So therefore, God's decree has not been answered. So we are going to have to be more conscious and talk to those young people and explain to them, once you've taken the symbols of Greek, your next step is to become a royal priest. And what does it mean? How do you give your life over to God to be committed to the causes of the people? You first have to have humility for the people. The humility will cause you to be drawn to this particular path in life. If you have no humility for the people, it is quite difficult to lead. You must first feel some adoration or humility for the people that are lesser fortunate than yourself. But the job is a great one, and you are eternally committed to healing, to educating, to admonishing, and to mentoring. And it's an ongoing situation. It just doesn't stop at night. How many of you want to be royal priests and priestesses? How many of you committed your life to be a royal priest or priestess now, but don't have the training or anyone to take up the time with you? When they tell me, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will show up. And many times the teacher has showed up, but the pupil refused to come to class. So class is in session. For this hour, we will be talking about royal priesthood and being raised up as a grand master, a Sara. I am a Sara to many women in the Delta Sigma Theta, but not the type of Sara that I would aspire to be in the comedic teaching. That Sara is limited. It excludes you from the bloodline. It temporarily embraces you for the congregation of the song and the gathering of the women. It does not lend itself to extensive family members, and it does not carry a bloodline with it. And as you know, the only time we come ready and willing and able is when blood calls, and that's when we answer. If it's not in the bloodline, that soror and fret brother's title is soon forgotten. And I want to make it plain to those sorors and fraternity brothers out there. So many young brothers have left their biological brothers to embrace the fraternal brother, or the Sarah. They have made a difference if their brothers biologically hasn't gone through the burning sands. They tell them they don't know what it's like to have gone through the burning sands with someone. We are now united because we fathomed through a difficulty and made it out. So we have some sort of bond. But the bond isn't really there until you go to Africa to be raised up and be committed to your people to raise them up. Now, we are not raising up very many people these days, and neither are we looking into the eyes of our babies and asking the question, the age-old question, is you the one? Because it was once said that they didn't know where Jesus was going to come from, so they always asked the question, is you the one? Are you the one to return to lead us out? Are you the Messiah? And I ask you the question is, who do the people say that he was? Was he the redemptive person? Was he the risen person? I say that we've made Jesus into a schizophrenic. We want him to be all things to every person. You must remember that Jesus only came for the Hebrews. He didn't come for all of these other denominations of people. They had their own gods and prophets. So Jesus was not called into being for the whole world. So when people tell you there's only one way to go, and that is through Jesus, they're lying. Because before Jesus existed, Moses had religion. He didn't have to wait till Jesus got here to have religion bestowed upon him. And if you had any calculation of mathematics, you could figure that out yourself. So let's stop the nonsense. Let's stop talking about that Jesus came for the whole world. So that means that the world perished up until the time he came here. And stop telling the lie that Jesus was a Christian. The term Christian didn't exist when Jesus walked this face of this earth. And some lies got to stop being repeated if we are going to build Sarahs and grandmasters. We're going to have to stop with these allegorical stories. We know that some of the language, within the language, because English is a Bantu language, it's a bastardized language, some of the words didn't even exist during the time when Jesus walked the face of this earth. So you must understand that Christianity is a newcomer on the scene. And I beg your pardon to let some of you know who think that Jesus and Christianity ruled the world. It did not. There was Judeo religion, Islamic religion, and there was the religion of ISIS, and there was the religion of the smoother things that Jesus talked about with his cousin, John the Baptist. Some of you scholars out there ought to challenge me every once in a while, because when they take the Bible to make it say what they want it to say, no one will dispute it because it came from the Bible. You must remember that people tainted with the Bible. But what are we talking about here today? We're talking about Sarah and being raised up as an initiate in the Kemetic faith. I have had full training in the Christian faith of over 1.5 years to find out only that I was still found wanting. There was still knowledge that I still hadn't had explained to me. And it wasn't until I had a chance to walk the path of African traditional religion that I began to understand this degree of knowledge that I was seeking after. And I want you to understand that each one of us must make that journey to be raised up as an initiate, as a grand master, the grand master as a son of light, a Sarah. And then we won't be so quick to say that the bloodline is necessary, because when you're taught to become a Sarah, it surpasses all bloodline and connects you to a bond that's greater. Nevertheless, I think our African-American schools and colleges and those who pledge are being found wanting and disgusted and discouraged about the limitation that Greek provides for them with less power and authority. You would think after they've gone through something that drastic for so long that they would come out with some substance. It becomes unreal to them, like a gang or a group that you join. But when you go into becoming an initiate, you join that group for life. It is not a group or a club that you can pull your membership from, like church. Don't get it confused because you have a bench-warming membership in a church that gives you full right into heaven. You must understand that heaven is a place in time. It is a mental concept. It is not one that's far away in some upper room somewhere. It is within the mental cosmosis of your mind that heaven resides, and you can go there at any time, man. Because Doc Ben tells us that through the legs of a woman, you enter into heaven. You must understand that Dr. Kamamoshi also said that for you to understand lovemaking And for you to have experienced heaven, you must experience a woman. A man first knows heaven through a woman. And without the experience of a woman, you will not know heaven. Now, I want you to understand that being raised up is a great thing. Being raised up with the right-handed ephod is even greater. It's a divine mission being placed on your head. And for you to have your destiny reading to tell you what you committed to when you kneel down before the Creator and ask to come here, you must remember what you promised to provide. Now, there's a lot of us that are bench warmers and church hoppers and Bible thumpers, but none of us are aspiring to become priests and priestess. I want your next move to be not of the Greek fraternity, but of the Grand Master, the Sons of Light, Asar Ra. Dr. Ashish Kwesi is taking young men and women to Egypt on a yearly basis to raise them up in Egypt, to make them sons and daughters of the light. Oh, what a fantastic feeling it would be to be raised up in the motherland and to have timid teaching bestowed upon you. It's important that we not get it confused that once we become Greek, we can now compete with the gangs of different colors. You are not the same thing. You do not rally around them and boast about your cane or your dance that you do or your stomp that you do because it is not the same thing. We must understand that to be risen up makes us accountable for our actions. And if you are risen up into the community, you are responsible for the village and the growth of the village and protecting the village. Now, if we're going to be sons and daughters of light, we must have some consciousness. We must have some knowledge. We must understand that Kwanzaa is not a religion holiday, but a spiritual one, and everyone can participate. I want you to understand, even though I invite all denominations to partake of what we're doing, I am a separatist. I do believe that you must allow us to go to ourselves and to develop ourselves and not hinder us from doing that. I believe that every race should have their own place and not be apprehended from doing so. But the black race has been held back so much, people, from even knowing their very own black selves and finding out their true history. That is why I work so hard on these airwaves to try to bring about the truth for them. They have been so misled. They haven't even recognized their own lineage and their own heritage. They have rejected the very cornerstone which they came from. They look at other people's philosophy and marvel at something that's been regurgitated that came from their race of people. Now, that has to stop, and it has to stop as of yesterday. Kwanzaa must be the main staple in every African-American family. The culture must be preserved under all circumstances and by any means necessary, because not to know yourself would be like rejecting your mother. And I say again, you must know yourselves, African, and you must know from whence you came. And do not be confused by the replicate or the counterfeit or the regurgitated. The regurgitated religions of people that they have deified is somebody else's concept. When you can go to the authentic place and place yourself in society because you know where your ancestors came from in high places. Everyone in the world can be traced back to Deg Nish because we all came from her loins, white and black. So when you can find yourself in high places, you are significant, African brothers and sisters. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not. You're not an afterthought or a but by. You were in the thick of things when the foundations were being laid. Once you get that into your memory gland, your cosmic records, your medulla oblongata will open up, and all of the preserved knowledge that has been stored away in your cosmic records will come to life. You will know yourself again. You will love yourself. And oh, how we will know who you are by the way you love one another. Oh, if you could love yourselves the way we once used to do, we wouldn't be so quick to put a bullet in one another or to shout each other down or to curse each other down. The love would be strong enough to compel the hate. And if you understood how powerful love was, you would reap love all over the place. Now, what am I talking about? To be raised up as a Sarah would mean that your job would be, as sons and daughters of light, to raise them up in the community with love for themselves. The reason why most of us can kill each other so easy, we don't have love for self. I want you to give yourself one great hug every day of your life and love your black selves, irregardless of how kinky your hair is. You must understand that the kink is allowing you to reconnect to the ninth ether with God, causing you to reconnect with God periodically and communing with God on a higher level. We don't know God to be a she or a he, so it's without gender. Some even say it might even be a feminine gender when God said, "Let us make man in our own image." There's so much that we're not sure about. But nevertheless, we argue over every entity because we don't want the woman to have duality with the man. This is why this country is not faring very well, because of the misplaced position of the woman. Once we put the woman back in her proper place, side by side with the man in duality, things in this country can get on board and on course again. So what are you saying, Omi, about Sarah? And what does Sarah have to do with an African? The Sarah has a lot to do with an African, because in the 19 centuries ago, even Hatshepsut and all of the great ancestors were being raised up in the temples, raised up to be royal priesthood, and to carry a mission and direction for the benefit of making more sons and daughters of the light. Now, to you sons and daughters of the light who have not had your light ignited, I'd like to ignite your light tonight. So if you have pledged a sorority or fraternity that you will raise up, and it will inspire you to go the extra distance and get in line to become a royal priest or priestess and be raised up in your proper perspective in the comedic teaching or in the Ifa or Yoruba teaching. It does not matter. The main thing is that you take hold of your traditions of your forefathers and carry them out. Do not let anybody rob you of your traditions and give you a counterfeit. We're not Johnny come lately. They don't know a time when Africans didn't exist. We have always existed. So therefore, we are not a minority. Do not believe the okey-doke. We are not a minority, but instead a majority. These are the things that I taught in my history class to give my young people hope and to inspire them to lift their head just a little above water, so that they can be able to identify themselves in history. It is very important that you understand that if you've gone through a Greek fraternity and sorority, your next step is to become sons and daughters of the light, of the Grand Master, and receive your 336 degrees or 33 degrees of knowledge and have your cosmic records open. It's not enough for you to be a sorority sister or a fraternity brother and tap your cane cappers or do your dance deltas or Omega Psi Phi holler woo woo. It's not enough. And I'm bringing this back to you hard and heavy, Because during this time of the year, the Greeks get together, and they don't know the history of the Greek philosophy and where homosexuality comes from. And when they find this out, they think we were all a part of that, but we weren't. So it pays to know something about your history and the origin of things. Do not get it twisted. There was no Greek philosophy, only African theology, which was stolen and placated and counterfeit. So we must understand where reasoning came from. So you say the Africans gave reasoning to all civilization. There was no religion that was created except for out of Africanism. Europe did not exist at one time. It was not on the continent. It was Eurasia. So how could a continent give something when it didn't exist? We must stop fooling ourselves with falsehoods and start speaking truth. And as a precedent today, I'd like to set the precedent by saying that we're all called to be evangelists, and we should all aspire to be sons of light, sons and daughters and priests of the Grand Master, and take the 142 negative confessions and hide them in our heart so that we won't sin against the Master. There's too much being taken for granted. We're wasting far too much time in these schools and toolage of nothingness. When they don't give us practical skills to apply to our life, to have self-reliance. We must be teaching self-reliance to our children, common sense tactics, and survival skills. So what do sons and daughters of the light and Sarah brothers and sisters do? They take leadership. They take a position that they are authority. You do not need to govern someone who is a royal priest. They are self-governed. So why do we have so much security in this world where everybody needs to be supervised all of a sudden? African Americans, if you would rise up and be the Sarod sons and daughters, there would be no need to supervise you. You would be self-supervised and rightly guided. A rightly guided human being does not need constant supervision. So why are our military and police organizations so much needed and so much in demand? And when people are cutting back, they are not getting their salaries cut back because their jobs are the hectic, because they are out patrolling and governing other people. So when you act accordingly, sons and daughters of the light, there's no governing for you. There's no guidance for you because you have set the precedent for what is Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. So now that we're sons and daughters of the light, what do you do with that, Omi? You raise yourself up in the community and you find those others that need to be raised up and you inspire them to take the vision and write the vision. And he that readeth it, let him run with it, because the vision is for this appointed time. Now, the scripture, as mutilated as it may be, you must take the scripture and know the scripture. Thy word have I hidden in thy heart, that I might not sin against you, and that you may study to show yourself approved, or a workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth and the word of God. So you say the Bible is not conducive for the African to use. No, I did not say that. I said take that manual and utilize it and find the truths in it to tell your story. It was a love story that was written to someone. Find your place in that book and where it pertains to you. But now you're Sarah, you say, Omi, and now you are son of light. Do you go to Egypt and take back your place? Do you go to Africa and proclaim your motherland? Yes, you do. And as we're closely approaching, there will be a time when it will be difficult to get a passport to get out of this country and go anywhere. Because remember, we were that excess, that waste, that nobody could see fit to how to use except for slavery. And if you cannot see the man-made slavery out here outside of the penal institution, you must realize that it has continued itself inside of the penal institution. So therefore, security. Why must one need so much security and supervising? Because somebody has gotten a lower opinion of you. If you can conduct yourself in a fine manner and dignified, genteel way, then the opinion of you will be a higher one. But will that stop the surveying and managing of supervision, you ask? It might not, but it will give one a second thought of thinking, do these people need this close supervision, or should we be giving these people authority to rule themselves? A sovereign nation would be looking for an opportunity to govern themselves. A man or a woman that cannot govern themselves is destined to repeat the problems of the world. So I say to you, ye sons and daughters of the light, you saw Roth who have passed over and become Greek and sorority. Now take the priesthood. I did it. After completing a master's degree, I did it. After completing a theology degree, I did it. It's something of your reasonable service. It has nothing to do with tuition, extra money, and staying in school for a lifetime. It's a commitment that you make to your community to be raised up